This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1479. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 23rd, shortwave services ending from Ecuador, Germany, UK. DX from Greenland to Antarctica. Wrong frequencies from India and Cuba. Time changes in Israel and New Zealand. Shortwave plans from Afghanistan, Dominican Republic, Norway. Program tips from RMI and BCQ, webcasts from Peru and Bangladesh, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, September 30th has been announced as the final day for broadcasts direct from Ecuador by HCJB. Not sure exactly which transmission will be the last one. Could be the one on 9745, signing off at 0500 UT, but would that be UT October 1st or September 30th? We also have excellent reception in the mornings here on 11960 in Spanish, between 11 and 15 UT. I assume there'll be more details about exactly when they'll be turning off all the transmitters mentioned on DX Party Line. On a DX expedition to Mullet Key, Florida, Terry Kruger picked up HCJB on 49 meters early in the afternoon, signing on at 1858 UT, September 19th, on 6050. The carrier was actually on by 1845, but programming began just before 1900 UT, something that will, of course, no longer be possible very shortly. We must not assume that Radio Cairo, Egypt, has finally fixed their transmission and audio problems, but we can enjoy good reception when it happens, such as the North American service on 7540 at 0200 to 0330 UT. On Saturday evening, UT Sunday, September 20th, I was hearing the news at 0220, and the signal was 100% readable. Imagine that. She referred to it as the West Coast service on 7535, however, not having received word that the frequency shifted up 5 kHz several months ago. Furthermore, checking the listings, this transmission at 02 on 7535, although it is the second one to North America, and so the time may be more convenient on the West Coast, this one is actually aimed at the East Coast, while the one at 2300 on 11590 is aimed at the West Coast. It seems someone is rather mixed up at Radio Cairo. Meanwhile, the Arabic service on 6290 remains quite strong but heavily distorted. Tobias in Germany also hears that transmitter on its second harmonic, 12580 until 0700. Another Radio Cairo frequency badly FMing, that is, unstable and sounding more like FM than AM, is 15080 in Arabic at 1500, says Kai Ludwig in Germany. Alokesh Gupta forwards a press release that Egyptian Radio and Television will be installing two Thomson 50 kilowatt medium wave DRM transmitters in Cairo to go on the air in October. But despite its four paragraphs, no details about frequencies or exactly where. However, Tarek Zaidan, visiting Cairo again, and I cannot believe that these will actually be running in DRM, although they may be capable of it, since they're next to zero DRM receivers in Egypt. Tarek did discover a new FM station testing in Cairo, around 0700 UT, non-stop traditional Arab music tests, on 92.7. Last week we had a report that Radio Fana Ethiopia was again operating on 6890 instead of 6110, but now Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania hears them on both frequencies at the same time, opening at 0255 UT and closing at 2101. Jerry Krueger in Florida measured the exact frequency of Radio Ethiopia, which never manages to attain 9705. Heard until sign-off at 21 UT, September 21st, presumably in Amharic and the national anthem, 9704.182. James Serpell of Christian Vision announced that CVI has decided to cease operations at its Jülich, Germany transmitter site at the end of the A09 season. That's only a month away. He cited as reasons financial considerations and the changing patterns of how people are using media. So reports Jeff White about the HFCC in the Dominican Republic last month in the NASB newsletter. However, no details. We're wondering if this means that Jülich will be totally closed down, the transmitters scrapped, dismantled, or moved, or they could be sold to another operator. Sergey S. says, "This is shocking. Didn't CVC take over full control over Jülich just 2 years ago?" CVC took over on New Year's Day 2008, says Kai Ludrich. The deal is different from Darwin and Calera de Tango, Chile, in that the actual operation was still done in Germany by media broadcast. He says, "I fear the most likely scenario is now a complete demolition of the station. This would have happened anyway without the CVC deal, which in fact was a rescue action. If it now really happens, it could be that media broadcast takes away the transmitters for spare parts, as they already did from Flevoland, Holland. The background of all this is DW's retreat. They pulled out of Jülich already in 1996, and it was understood that this would be the end of the site. It survived by selling airtime to other customers, which Wertachtel and Nauen, the other two German sites, have also been doing, not including Deutsche Welle, which does not broadcast from Germany. So we assume that some of the remaining Jülich customers will be shifted to one of those other sites in Germany. Glorioso Island has a ham radio expedition, attracting a lot of attention. It's such a rare ham radio country. Steve Lehr in Michigan picked up FT5 Golf Alpha at 1930 UT September 17th on 14214.5 upper sideband. The website for the de-expedition says it'll be continuing until October 5th. In shortwave bulletin, Stig Adelson in Sweden reports that the only shortwave transmission from Greenland is still on the air because he heard it on 3815 upper sideband, the relay of KNR. This was September 9th, or rather 12th, at 1956 UT, and they closed down at 2110. He says they must be on their daylight shifting time schedule with an automatic startup of the transmitter a few minutes earlier. Nominally, the time is from 2000 until 2115. He says it's definitely about 20 hertz below the nominal frequency. Does BBC World Service in English still have a medium-wave relay in Hong Kong on 675 kHz? It's listed in the World Radio TV Handbook and elsewhere. However, it's not mentioned on the website of Radio TV Hong Kong. It used to be designated as Radio 6. Keith Perrone in Taiwan says when he's visited Hong Kong, he's not been able to hear it. But then he inquired further from someone currently in Hong Kong and found out that the joint declaration in 1985 includes maintaining 675 on the air until the year 2047. But if the mainland had its way, they would turn it off. Instead, they lowered the power so much that less than 8% of the territory has reception. And if the transmitter breaks, it will not be repaired or replaced. Furthermore, there is a much stronger station in nearby Guangzhou on the same frequency. Slippery fingers at All India Radio have again punched up some incorrect frequencies, unless, of course, they do it deliberately for some unknown reason. Joe Jacob in Hyderabad found that Delhi 4860 was actually on 4865 for the evening broadcast, September 18th. Furthermore, 5015 Delhi was instead on 5105, September 21st, until sign-off at 1835. On two or three occasions in the last week of Ramadan, I was hearing lots of Quran on 9680. Before and after 1400 UT, it must have been from Radio Republik Indonesia. However, since Ramadan ended, they seem to be back to normal programming, or just running open carrier. One morning, there was nothing to be heard after 1310 UT, except the carrier. That new feature film about offshore radio, The Boat That Rocked, has already appeared in the UK and many other countries. Chuck Albertson in Washington says The Boat That Rocked is slated for its U.S. theatrical release on November 13th under the new stunningly imaginative title Pirate Radio. Mike Bearclough has had a look at the trailer for what he says is the slimmed-down U.S. version of The Boat That Rocked, focusing heavily on who else but the U.S. actor in it, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Keith Bradbury says, I see from the write-up that the boat has been shifted to the middle of the Northern Atlantic. Sergei S. reviews the preview. The evil British bureaucracy seeks to control the music tastes of the UK's young generation, but an idealistic American challenges their authoritarian grip on the European airways. He sets up a ship-based radio station filled with rock and roll and free love, and he has fun doing it. The older Brits in suits are really angry with him, but the younger Europeans finally know what it means to have fun. Will the government prevail or not? Israel watcher Donny Rosenzweig reminds us that Israel goes back to ordinary time on September 27th. That is from UT plus 3 to UT plus 2. And furthermore, as usual, Israel radio will be off the air for Yom Kippur. Reshet Bet, which has the shortest time off air, will be absent in UT from 1405 September 27th to 1700 on September 28th. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring one of the Malaysian frequencies, which relays two different networks, changing at 1400 UT. It's on the off frequency 6049.60 variable, September 17th, with Radio Asyik FM until 1400 in vernacular with pop songs and dedications. Then at 1400, they changed to Radio Suara Islam programming, also in vernacular, with Islamic music, but also talks about education and so forth. A time signal at 1500. Normally, all I hear from this is a heterodyne against 6050, presumably remnants of HCJB. However, here in Oklahoma on September 22nd at 1314, I was actually getting some audio from Radio Asyik FM in Malaysia, and still detectable at 1348. On his Mullet Key, the expedition in Florida, Terry Kruger reports, hearing the Maya language station in Merida, Yucatan, not only on shortwave, which is hard enough, around 6105, September 19th at 1910 to 2010, but also on their original medium wave frequency, 810. In fact, he tuned a shortwave to confirm that's what he was really getting on medium wave by finding they were in parallel. Keith Perron in Taiwan says his guest on the Happy Station show October 1st will be Peter Anthony Holder. He knew him back in Montreal. He did the Holder Tonight show on CJAD. However, he was fired along with many other personalities, as we reported in early August. Furthermore, he had been on shortwave thanks to a relay of his particular show by CFRX. Keith says he'll be interviewed on the Happy Station shows, the different airings. However, they will be different as to their other content except for this particular interview. Got that? Such as at 0100 and 1500 UT October 1st on WRMI 9955. WRMI is also adding some repeats of Happy Station, at least on an experimental basis, such as UT Friday October 2nd at 0700 on 9955. And I see on the latest schedule update, also Friday at 1300, when I'm afraid, unless the Cubans catch on, it'll be jammed by his old pals in Havana. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1479. Our address, where your support is always welcome, WORADIO@yahoo.com. That works for PayPal. Or you could send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK, 73702, USA. Our thanks to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sent another of his seasonal contributions, which are very much appreciated. Radio New Zealand International announced that daylight shifting of UT plus 13 starts there on Sunday, September 28th, so relays of domestic programs will be one UT hour earlier. I would think this would also impact some non-domestic relays, since they cannot broadcast two programs at once. Better check their online schedule, which I did, and noticed that they now have Pacific News in Hindi, 5 minutes a week. UT Fridays at 19:55 on 11725 in DRM around 11675. Not sure if that's new, but I suppose it's a token gesture to Fiji. Sven Martinsen in Norway sent some details about what is called the Bergen Kringkaster project. This involves amateur radio, medium wave, and possibly shortwave. They've acquired access to some old medium wave transmitters on 890 and 1115 and hope to bring some of them back to life. There are four old shortwave transmitters. They plan to have a museum or a nostalgia station. Among several websites about this, radioenthusiasts.blogspot.com. To the Conditionalist, Arnaldo Slein forwards an item from a website in Cajamarca, Peru, about Radio Chota. Longtime DX listeners may remember when they were on shortwave, but this item says they're still on medium wave 1310 and have just started webcasting, which they refer to explicitly as a replacement for shortwave. www.radiochota.com, on the air, or on the web, between 1000 and 0300 UT. Before summer was quite over, Kai Ludwig went out to a meadowland in eastern Germany to do some DXing, including what he refers to as the buzzing service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The Buzzesin was buzzing buzzes from the Buzan on 15435, September 20th at 1520 UT, parallel to another frequency which is perfectly clean, 15225. He wonders, will they ever bother to fix 15435, and the same transmitter appears on other frequencies at other times. Tobias in Germany has also been monitoring this problem. Around 0700, BSKSA is regular on 17730 with extreme hum parallel to 17740. He says, I'm convinced they don't hear this problem close by. It could be synthesizer instability, an FM hum not audible on a good AM receiver with both sidebands equally strong. Ron Howard on Asilomar Beach, California, reports what is probably his best reception so far of All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim. Presumed anyway, since it was on 4835, September 22nd, from 1346 to 1407, with subcontinental music, ads in Hindi. Seemed to be news at 1355. Best tuned to upper sideband to avoid interference from 4830. Jari Salonainen in Finland says Radio Hargeisa Somaliland has been off the air a few days, not heard on 7145 as of September 18th. He wonders if there are transmitter problems or could they be switching to another frequency. An application has been made to use 18 unused medium wave frequencies in South Africa. You may recall that was one of the early countries to really cut back, if not eliminate, medium wave in favor of FM broadcasting. At least that was what SABC did. But now, according to an item on the Media Network blog from Eyewitness News in South Africa, the Independent Communications Authority has received an application for medium wave frequencies to be redesignated from commercial to open use, paving the way for stations like Radio Veritas to apply for licenses. I've noticed that both the frequencies for the French service from Spain at 20 to 21 UT have collisions. A bit of a frequency management problem there. 11620, of course, collides with India, which has been on that frequency a lot longer in Hindi and English, and 9690 mixes with Romania in English from 2030. Rich Cuff reports to the SW Programs Group that there's a potential policy shift which could benefit those of us listening to BBC Radio's domestic services online. Radio 4 generally has a program available on demand for only 1 week, but their website this week says that they are experimenting with the capability to listen to all episodes of certain series, all episodes to date, beyond the one-week deadline. Dragan Lekic in Serbia passes on word from a Turkish friend that the BBC has suddenly stopped broadcasting in Turkish on shortwave as of September 21st, continuing on FM affiliates, satellite, and internet. Last week I was talking about the VOA no longer interfering with itself on 17585 by changing sites at 1430 UT. Well, I got them backwards. The first one is Greenville, and then they switch to Botswana. New time for the QSO with Ted Randall show on WRMI is UT Tuesdays at 0200 to 0400 on 9955. We have a new schedule grid, thanks to Jeff White, showing this and a number of other changes, including adding in more repeats of mostly DX programs between 12 and 14 UT on weekdays. Unfortunately, as I mentioned a while ago, that's when Cuba seems to be bent on jamming the frequency, even though it's not XL programming any longer, although part of it is in Spanish, such as Frecuencia al Día. Anyway, if you want to try it against the jamming, La Rosa de Tokyo is Mondays at 1300. World of Radio has a new time, Thursdays at 1200, followed by Wavescan. And another new time for World of Radio is Saturdays at 1330. Jeff points out there's a new program which is from Cuban Exiles. It's Saturdays at 23 to 2330, which has a rather long name. La Voz de la Asociación de Veteranos de la Bahía de Cochinos, Brigada de Asalto 2506. I've noticed WBCQ is still running 9330 with World of Radio occasionally, such as Tuesday, September 22nd at 1900. Larry Wells says among the new programs on BCQ are Coffee Time with Barbie, Thursdays at 23:30 on 7415, an entertaining and popular storyteller. In the National Radio Club, Mark DiLorenzo reports that the Massachusetts station on 890 WAMG has gone off the air, opening that frequency in 891 wide for international DX. For example, Radio Galeon in Santa Marta, Colombia, reported on 890 September 15th around 2359 UT by Chris Black on Cape Cod, ABDX. We're not soap opera fans, but you may have heard that The Guiding Light went off the air finally from CBS Television. Brock Whaley points out that along with it is the demise of five-minute network newscasts, which used to fill up certain slots between soap operas and game shows in the daytime on the three major networks. Katie Couric announced that would be the last CBS news break. Horacio Negro in Montevideo reports that Sodre was active and he heard it on 6125, relaying medium wave 1050, September 19th at 2130 with good modulation and a decent signal. We assume, however, it may not be on much after sunset. It seems that Radio Havana is no longer producing its own prelude to Alo Presidente, starting at 14 UT on Sundays. Instead, if Hugo Chavez is actually doing a show that week, they just turn on the transmitters sometime when they feel like it. On September 20th, we found 1545 was when they started broadcasting on 13750 and later heard as much as 4 hours later on the other frequencies. 2 weeks ago, we had news of the East Sea Broadcasting Service, a new service from Voice of Vietnam for what we consider the Gulf of Tonkin and what the Chinese consider Beibu Bay. Now we have the complete schedule, thanks to S. Hasegawa in Japan, not only on 7435 at 2255 until 1200 UT, but also on 9635 between 2145 and 1500. It's actually just the first program of Voice of Vietnam, which is already on three shortwave frequencies, from 2145 to 1700, 5975, 7210, and 9530. However, when we look for 9635, September 19th, around 1300, all we could hear was CVC in Chile. Furthermore, China appears to have expanded its usage of 7435, which it was already using part of the time before Vietnam showed up. Jer Stokeland in Norway was hearing Mandarin on the frequency until 2330. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, says they're launching a new Pashto initiative, thanks to Richard Holbrooke, the special U.S. envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan. A new six-hour RFERL Radio Azadi radio program for Pashto speakers in the dialect of the AFPAC border area. Kim Andrew Elliott points out, the VOA is already doing this with Diwa Radio, so why split our resources? LRA 36 Antarctica has been coming in quite well lately. Fortunately, the solar flux has gone up a bit. 15476. I've heard it on several days between 19 and 20 UT or even later when there's interference from DRM via Greenville. Antarctica is on the air weekdays only. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says Radio Bangladesh have revamped their website, now all in English, and they're at least experimenting with audio streaming. www.betar.org.bd. Joe Jacob in India says there was an earthquake September 21st, the epicenter around Bhutan, after which BBS was missing from 6035. Radio Havana leads the way with another groundbreaking innovation, three transmitters within 10 kilohertz. September 22nd at 0547, not only on 6000 in Spanish, 6010 in English, but also 6006 in English. They mispunched the frequency 6060, which was missing. In the NASB newsletter, Jeff White says that when his Radio Discovery resumes in Santo Domingo, it'll be on 4780 instead of 4730. Furthermore, Rudy Espinal will be involved, perhaps reviving his show This is Santo Domingo on Radio Discovery, or even starting another shortwave station himself. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued September 22nd, A&K indices peaking at 12 and 4 September 26th, and solar flux peaking at 77 September 24th to October 2nd, but declining to 69 after October 5th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1479.